My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda have a lovely chat about his age and weight. So listen and enjoy.
I go, do a lot of Ghanaians think they are related to monkeys? She goes, it was said by a Nigerian. It's just a joke.
Oh, my God.
I got the Ghanaian. Go, listen, dude, racism's cool, man.
I know.
But this is the same one that told me that she couldn't be who she was, revealing herself as a black person, because race has hurt her and everything.
Right, because I put up a white person's face because people made fun of me for being black. I'm so shy about being black. Did you hear the one about the monkey? I mean, oh, my God.
We don't have storyline continuity.
No, we don't. No. So this is not the same person.
I go, I know, I'm messing with you. Thought you knew me better than that. She goes, I know. Now your turn. I go, why can't the elephant go to the beach? She goes, because he is fat.
Look, he's not a German tourist. He can go to the beach whenever he wants. Because he is fat.
I go, no. LOL, you really hate fatties. You won't even let them on the beach. She goes, LOL. I go, elephants can't go to the beach because they can't keep their trunks up.
Is that really the answer? That's,
yes. Now, keep in mind, ISIS wasn't around that we were aware of at this point, so I didn't have that wealth of material to go with.
Oh, yeah, no, you should have brought out your ISIS material and the Ebola stuff. That really kills.
It's close to home, too soon. She goes, LOL, okay. I go, mine is a joke you can tell Kasha, which is her daughter. Yours is a joke that will get my ass kicked, LOL.
Anywhere.
She goes, LOL, is that a joke for kids? I go, mine, yes. I go, mine, yes. Yours, only kids that want to piss off black people. So, to bring this home to Joe, a lot of the kids of his friends.
Tom says about the answers that she came up with for your joke.
Yeah.
Shoot yourself.
Okay. I just played the shotgun. I can do these things now.
I know. How scary is this?
It most certainly is. I got to do it before everything craps out. So she laughs. I go, have you been watching a lot of comedy on TV? She goes, yes, but on Saturdays. It's a show once a week. I go, cool. Have you always been a big comedy fan? She goes, yeah. Which would explain why they friended a lot of comics, which is how they found me.
Right.
I go, oh, then I must have been your dream guy, except for being fat and elderly. Remember she called me fat and elderly. That was a whole big to-do.
I do. I remembered elderly, and I was trying to remember when you said that, you know, she said the thing about the fat elephant on the beach. I'm like, was it fat? Was it what was she slapping you with?
It was one of the Den Pen's favorite shows.
It was, because you were getting beat hard.
She goes, LOL, why do you think that? I go, why do I think that? She goes, like, because you are fat and elderly? I go, do you remember my age? She goes, nope, I forgot.
Oh, you were sold.
You got a new person.
Look at Joe. You got a new master.
You do. Tom's remembering that episode fondly. Yes, best den beating ever.
Tom, there's still time for you. I go, do you remember how fat I am? She goes, how fat are you?
No!
Yes.
Wow! This is Henny Ghanaian.
Ghanaian! That's comedy! You discovered it! Don't lose
Yay!
That feeling! Joe, take notes. Mark this date down.
What?
I can't believe
she knew to do that. How fat are you? Wow.
Take my mark, please.
Crazy.
She goes, how fat are you? I go, you don't remember? We used to talk about it quite a bit.
Or at least you did, bitch.
She goes, I don't think you are that fat. I go, do you remember what we used to talk about? Now I'm probing.
Yeah.
She goes, remember me. I go, what do you mean? She goes, what do we used to talk about? She said, I think she's saying remind me.
Remind me, yes. Yeah.
I go, you don't recall how you called me fat and elderly? She goes, I remember, but I did it in a nice way, LOL.
No, you really didn't.
I go, and how exactly was it nice?
How's the nice way to call somebody fat and elderly? How was that again?
She goes, I didn't make you feel bad about it. I go, well, what makes you say that? She goes, I just feel that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Use the force, Ghanaian. Use the force.
Yeah.
I go, I think you've forgotten. You don't recall the big fight we had about it.
Did you?
No.
No.
No, but I know this person's completely out of their league.
Right, but you know what? Look, I have early onset Alzheimer's over here. You're throwing me.
You know what it's time to do?
What?
Play Interrogate the Scammer.
Ah, I love it.
Let's put that in there.
In the quest for truth and justice in the quest for truth and justice in the American way, Hip Helix and Joe Curry. Hip Helix and Joe Curry. The Scammer. Interrogate the Scammer.
I love that piece of production, Joe. That was good. I like that a lot.
Thank you. I forgot what it sounded like.
No,
so
right.
Did I.
Sounds like success. She goes, I just feel that is right. I go, I think you've forgotten. You don't recall the big fight we had about it. She goes, I know, but we eventually settled it, right? Have to go in a couple of minutes.
Wow. We eventually settled it, right? Have to go. Really? Wow. Boy, talk about getting out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys think I've been sold to somebody else.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I am still skeptical for that because I'm on the Facebook page.
Oh, my goodness. This is such an uncomfortable conversation. Is that a window I can dive out of?
Now, could it be not sold to somebody else, but dealing with somebody else in the family or somebody else in the syndicate?
It could totally be somebody else in the syndicate, but you're not talking to the same people.
You don't think it's the husband?
No.
Okay.
He was not as friendly to you.
I got money now.
Yeah, but this is a little too friendly even for him.
This is friendly?
This is friendlier. It's not as friendly as Belinda.
He was a lot more cut to the chase and a lot more curt.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn if he knows if you have money now or not. It just seemed in his nature he was very curt and cut to the chase.
Yeah.
I'm going with the theory that you might have been sold to somebody else in the syndicate, and because they're a member of the syndicate, they have access to the Facebook page. That's a hunch I have, but you definitely have been sold. It's not Belinda the girl, and it's not the husband. It's somebody new.
Now, remember, for those that are new to this, a lot of scammers don't work alone. They work in teams that they call syndicates. That's why they're always online 24/7, because very often there's several people working on your account. They consider you what they call a client.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.